Cove Baptist Church, welcome all those who will be watching by internet today with a wonderful hand of applause in his house. Those of you watching by internet, if you're ever in the Louisville area, we're in a suburb of Louisville, Kentucky, and would love for you to come and join us at any given time. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalms chapter 91. Now, when we continue this story and this series and this sermons, this is on spiritual warfare. But here is the glory that I want to bring to you today, and it's the glory in the truth of Scripture, that Jesus, once you accept Him as Lord and Savior, He becomes your protector for not only in this life, but in the life after. Look at this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ooh, what does that mean? Bow your heads with me, please. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, Father, how we love you. How much we need your protection this hour. Father, watch over this congregation, as well as those who are watching by internet. And Father, may we claim that victory today. That you love us, you care for us, and you want to protect us. And may we turn to you today, because Satan is in a frenzy trying to destroy lives. It's all over the TV. It's all over the news. All over the internet. People's lives being destroyed. But Father, may we always stay focused on you. For you are our Savior. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
He, anyone, any one of you, anybody watching by internet, that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What is the secret place of the Most High? Monica just talked about it. Heart. Let me break this down for you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, if Jesus is in my heart, this is where everything takes place, from our emotions to everything that's about us in our lives, when we turn our hearts over. It's a secret thing about us. When we turn it over to God, here's what happens. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's a poetry way of saying you are now under the protection of God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you come under His protection. Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. The psalmist says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Now I'm saved. Here comes my testimony. I've accepted Jesus. He's in my heart. I believe in Him. He's changed me. He has put me in a place of protection against Satan. Now here's what I'm going to do. I will say with how I praise, how I talk, how I walk, where I go, what I do. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God. My God. My God. That's personal, isn't it? Huh? In Him will I trust. The only thing I would say is when it says, in Him will I trust, only Him will I trust. That's what that means. Because we sometimes want to put trust in other things. This world tells you to put trust in the government. Put trust in others. Even tell you put trust in the church. I'm here to tell you, don't put trust in the church, in the government, in your family, in your job. The only place you better put your trust in is with Jesus Christ, the one who died for you. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Going on with the testimony, look at this. Surely, I have no doubt, he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. Pestilence in the Old Testament day means death. They didn't have the medical technology we have today. Here's what it says. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. The fowler is the man who traps. Traps birds, traps animals. Satan's trying to trap you. You get the picture? He's trying to trap you. Now that I belong to Jesus, I'm being protected from the trap. I want you to see this. You understand that? I am now being protected from the trap and from death outside of Jesus. Your Lord and your Savior is death. You listen to me by internet? It's death. You take Jesus out of your life? It's death. You leave this world without Jesus, it's death. You accept Jesus, you accept him in your heart, you live your testimony. Don't you ever, ever, ever doubt it. Because it surely will be true that he will deliver thee, not only today, but tomorrow and for the rest of your life. Because you need deliverance every day. I didn't say you need to be saved every day. I believe once Jesus comes into your heart, I believe that you're saved. I believe you're saved for eternity. But still doesn't mean that Satan's not going to try to stomp you, hurt you, make you fall, rob your witness, rob your happiness. He's going to come at you with everything that he's got. But he's not going to be able to get your soul. But he's coming after your happiness, which is another way of saying he's coming after your testimony. You know, it's pretty hard to witness to other people about Jesus when you're miserable. It's pretty hard to witness to Jesus about things that you do when things that you do are not right in the hands of God. Because Satan loves for us to sin. He loves for us to get out of the will of God. He loves for us to get miserable. Because you're not going to witness when you're that way. As a matter of fact, you're just the opposite. Because if they know you're a Christian, you walk around miserable, that sure is no attraction to the church, no attraction to Jesus, because you walk around like you are lost. And it's simply because you've allowed sin to come into your life. You've taken your eyes off of Jesus. And when that happens, we all know what happened to Peter. Out on the water, he begins to sink. Don't think. Listen very closely. Don't think that Jesus won't let you sink. Listen very closely. I believe with all of my heart, if Peter hadn't put his eyes back on Jesus, he'd have gone under. Does that mean he was lost? Nope. But folks, we have to understand, we have to be accountable for our actions. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus and we begin to sink, you're going to sink. You've been there, I've been there. But here is the real precious thing about this. When he begins to sink and he looks down and he's going down, he turns back to Jesus. And at the moment he does that, Jesus reaches out his hands and walks him back to the boat. When you reach out to Jesus, not only will he save you, but he will put you back on his path. And Peter ended up being one of the greatest preachers known. But one time, he almost drowned. That's a testimony. How many days in your life have you almost drowned? How many days of your life have you turned your eyes off of Jesus and made mistakes? No one here is perfect. We're not talking about being perfect. But we're talking about the fact that you can stand and say, one day I was lost, today I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I'm saved. When I make a mistake, I go to Jesus for forgiveness, and His Word says He will forgive me. And when I do that, my life is changed for eternity. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here's a neat picture. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Not only does He protect us, He covers us. You know, when we're a child, our parents try everything in the world to protect us. They do not want us in harm's way. You are a child of God. He does not want you in harm's way. When you look to Him, He is going to literally cover you up with His love. When He does that, you know it. You believe it. You've stepped out on faith, and you know that God is right there with you. Here's the picture. You've trusted. You believed. His truth. His truth. Jesus said what? I am the way and the what? Truth. Be thy shield and buckler. How many times we've talked about in this series how Satan comes at us? Just the other week we talked about all the armor of God. Here's the Old Testament's version of it. A shield and buckler. Shield is something you hold in your hands and you can move. Remember me talking about that? Because you don't ever know Satan's going to hit you below the belt. We use that phrase a lot. He'll come at you below the belt. Because let me tell you something, friends, you can be hurt below the belt. Now, when you got this on, this protects, these two things here protects the most sensitive parts of your body. Because see, Satan knows where you're sensitive at. You know that? He knows your brain. He knows how you think. He knows how to entice you. He knows how to make you angry. He knows your weakness. But here's the deal. When I give my heart to the Lord, He knows my weakness too. So He begins to grow that weakness. Next thing you know, my shield's getting bigger, 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 and bigger. My buckler, which protects me, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Satan still comes, but he can't get to me. Why? Because Jesus surrounds Himself around my life, and I stand for Him. That is the protection of Jesus Christ all across this world. To anybody who believes in Him, trusts in Him, puts their faith in Him, He is the shield and the buckler of their life. You believe that? Let's talk about one of the greatest things that people deal with emotionally. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noontime. And break this down for you. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. See all this? Night, day, noonday. 24 hours a day. You do not have to be afraid when you walk with Jesus. Do you get that? Do you see that? If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Satan doesn't sleep. He doesn't rest. We say, well, he comes to light at nighttime because a lot of sin happens at nighttime. The world we live in today, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's dark somewhere around the world. It's noon somewhere around the world. Satan travels the world. He goes everywhere, sends his angels to destroy people. You put your trust in Jesus. And I don't care whether you're struggling in the middle of the night or you're struggling in the middle of the day. He's around you, surrounds you, protects you, watches you. Satan, be aware, Jesus is my Savior.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
Huh? Yeah. All right, KB. Real neat picture. That's what I love about Psalms. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh to thee. Some of you look into this world. You look at all of what's terrible in this world, and Lord knows it is. There's no more good news anywhere when you turn the TV on or read the paper. But I want you to understand one thing. No matter how bad it looks, 1,000 on one side of you, 10,000 on the other, that fall, if you're with Jesus, no matter what is surrounding you, no matter who's hitting your spouse, your children, your family, your boss, your friends, or people across this globe, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what you see, do not take your eyes off of Jesus. Because no matter what falls around you, He will hold you up. The problem is, we get to looking around too much like Peter. The storm come up, and the next thing you know, he concentrated on the storm. Storm almost took his life. Before now and the rapture of the church, there's going to be a storm on this planet everywhere. Let me just give you the real gospel truth here, folks, and listen to me real close to the internet. During the day goes by, there's not a storm somewhere. There's not a day going by that there's not 1,000 people dying on this globe. About a day goes by that some 10,000 people are dying across this globe. You can get involved in it. You can get caught up in it. But I'm here to tell you, when it's push comes to shove, the only one in this world you're going to answer for is yourself. And the only one that you're going to deal with one day is God Almighty. I don't care what's going on around you, beside you, inside of you. Never take your eyes off of Jesus. No matter how bad it looks, He's going to take you home to glory land. That's His promise to you. That's His care for you. That is His shield. That's His buckler. He takes care of His own. Don't pay attention to always what's around you. You keep your eyes on Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. We'll pick this up next week. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. We have people that seem to think. People live a sinful life and seem like everything they touch turns to gold. And we watch that, don't we? Here I am, I'm trying to live for the Lord, and I'm struggling on every day, whether I'm going to get a paycheck, whether I'm going to be able to survive. It seems like, you know, here's John over here or Joe over here somewhere, not going to church, don't do a thing. Everything touches turns to gold. And we get our eyes on that, and sometimes we get jealous of that, and sometimes we get to where we begin to question John, and we begin to question God, and we begin to question ourselves. You know why you do that? It's because you take your eyes off of Jesus. Satan likes you to think, you come to my side, I'll show you a good time. You come to my side, I'll give you money. You come to my side, I'll give you fame. You come to my side, I'll see you got no worries. It's a lie! I'd rather leave this world as poor as I can get, because one day I'm going to be rich, than to leave this world with all that money can buy and spend eternity in hell. You understand that? Amen. Keep your eyes off your neighbor. Keep your eyes off people you think are successful. Keep your eyes off of Hollywood. You keep your eyes on Jesus. That advice is free. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand up, please. Oh, Father, how precious your word is today. Father, we tend to want to look to our right, look to our left. The world's falling apart around us. But Father, we got to step by faith. We got to walk by faith. We got to look to you. May we start that today. May we take our eyes off of the world and put our eyes on you. Father, you've never led us astray yet, and nor will you ever. Father, to those who are watching by internet today, no matter what's in your life, no matter what you're facing, you could be at your desk, you could be in your bed, you could be in jail. But I want you to know that Jesus is just a voice away. And all you have to say is, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Change me today. And I promise you, no matter where you're at across this globe or in this world, He can reach out to you. He can change you. And once He does, He will welcome you into the family of God. If you're listening here today in our audience, God is just waiting for you. Step out on faith. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. Maybe there's something you'd like for me to pray with you about. Maybe it's life changing. Maybe it's time for you to be saved. Maybe it's time for you to lay it all aside and come and just simply say, Jesus, I need you today. The invitation is open for you. But the choice is yours. Will you make it today? In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the precious and holy name of Jesus?